So with this reading taken more as a whole, as it says in the content, so it deals with the establishment of the spiritual church and its progression to the end upon which a representative church then comes into being. So you have this idea of spiritual good being on the level of memory knowledge. So spiritual good at this point is tied in with memory knowledges. And what that means is that there's an investment on our part, so far as our sense of self goes, in that good. So we're kind of claiming it as our own, and that has to be separated out. So what's happened is that with the what's termed the death of Israel is the elevation of spiritual good out of memory knowledges so that it gains preeminence over them. And so what that means is that there is a process where we are giving up ownership over spiritual good, and that's what its elevation is, because in that process the Lord is being acknowledged as the source. But of course the process is the process. So in that sense it affects our sense of self, our identity, because there's this change going on where we might have defined ourselves in terms of what we believe to be spiritual good as a quality that is our own. But what we're seeing here is that is having to be let go of. And that's what causes the pain. And the only way that it can be let go of is through a process of temptations, which is described there. And so you have the idea of pain and the Egyptians weeping, which is a state that perhaps we're not too unfamiliar with when these significant shifts in state occur. So the reason it's talking about the establishment of the spiritual church here now is because when truth was leading and we had ownership over things, the memory knowledges were organized in a particular way. But when good is elevated out of that level and starts to become a plane of reception for what Joseph represents, which is what is more interior flowing into it, then the mind, the memory knowledges have to be reorganized and readjusted from the perspective of good. They are looked at from good rather than from truth. That's what the statement in the word here says. So when that occurs, there's this disruption that goes on as those things are reorganized. So that's kind of what's going on, just in a nutshell, is that there's a new will for what is good, and that will needs memory knowledges to come into obedience to it in order for uses to be able to be performed more effectively. So talks about a revolution or inversion, and we've come across this time and time again, particularly through the Joseph series. So what happens is that inversion constitutes a looking from what is good to truth rather than truth being the leading principle, at least on an external level, so far as our relationship to spiritual things is concerned. So when things are looked to from good, those memory knowledges have to be reorganized in a way whereby they can support the higher. And the elevation of spiritual good is needed in order for that process to occur, because that's what allows for what is of a celestial quality represented by Joseph to enter into what's represented by Israel, which makes it spiritual good. So without that celestial moving into spiritual good, it's not really spiritual good until that happens. So that's why it had to be elevated out of the level of memory knowledges. And really it's about ideas of spiritual good sitting around amongst memory knowledges, and the practice is what draws them up and out. But that's not done without, of course, having to endure what arises through the process. And that's the pain and the difficulties and the suffering that's accompanying it, because that process, as it's mentioned in the text, only occurs by means of temptations. And it's the temptations that lead to the purification of the affections, and that's what preserves. So then you have this idea of embalmment and the preservation of things from evils and falsities. So right through this whole series, it's been about the Lord being held on lower and lower levels within the natural, and the process by which those steps in the ladder are being put into place. Now, because there's a reorganization of memory knowledges as a result of the elevation of spiritual good, that is the establishment of a new understanding where good rules, which is why it is the establishment of a spiritual church, because it's the understanding that's now being reordered in accordance with good as the leading principle. So the more exterior things are pushed, the more truth becomes in the first place, so far as our sense of self goes. The more interior the sense of self is located, the more that good becomes in the first place. The work at the natural level is about seeing the proprium for what it is. That's really what it is. And everything else follows on from that, because the issue is that we hold that life is from ourselves. That's the problem. And that's what has to be constantly worked at, and we have to constantly come back to reversing that idea and settling into the idea that the Lord alone has life. It's shunning evils as sins. That's what the work is. And you're seeing what you're bound by and being freed from. That's the mercy of the Lord being seen. So what we can do is preparation in accordance with our understanding of what we need to do. That's all we can do. But the actual influx of the Lord and the organization of everything, that's the Lord's doing.